BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
I think it's a privilege, really, that we can be with them.
Death isn't really a subject we're that keen to talk about, but every year, thousands of people across the UK die alone. People who spend their last moments without any friends or family by their side. But across the country, there's a team of dedicated volunteers who are trying to change that.
This is so rewarding, it really is. It's just, and you learn, it's a learning curve. Every time you come in, you learn something.
I'm BBC reporter Jacob Evans, and I'm at Norwich and Norfolk University Hospital to meet Carol. She's one of these volunteers from the Anne Robson Trust, a charity that supported more than 5,000 people last year. And they've got one simple goal: nobody should die alone. This is 5 Minutes On, the end of life volunteers.
Hello, I'm Carol, and I come into the hospital about twice a week to sit with patients and keeping them company.
Like every day here, it's really busy in the hospital. Away from the beeps of the machines and the squeaks of the shoes, there's a real intimate silence around some of the people in their final days. And some of the volunteers will be by the sides of these patients as they pass away.
Probably brings a little bit of a lump to your throat, which is only natural, but we're prepared for that. That's why we're here, just to sit with them. And I think sometimes you're thankful that you've actually been with them on the end of their journey. Yes, it does bring a lump to your throat. Yes.
End-of-life care is obviously extremely sensitive, and crisis can hit at any moment. But without volunteers like Carol, a lot of people on this ward would be dying alone. So we didn't record as the volunteers did their meetings, but I caught up with Carol afterwards.
You don't know what's behind that door, so that's why I have a quick look round and just see if there's any pictures, any cards on the wall, anything just to give me a little bit of knowledge. And then I start from there. I was chatting with a gentleman that liked going down onto our North Norfolk coast, and we sat there and created a story between us, and so we were both on the beach and we were walking along and listening to the sea coming in, and you know, walking on the pebbles with our bare feet, and we created this story between us, and then we ended up with fish and chips and it was all in the mind, but it was, you know, it was calming for him. I don't think if you took home perhaps some of the heartache that you feel at the time, I don't think you could actually do the work that we do. Usually I go down to the chaplaincy and fill in paperwork, because we have paperwork to fill in. So I usually go into the chaplaincy because I find that's quite a nice end to it. And then I'll go back to Caroline's office and go through the list that I've been given.
Caroline, who Carol mentioned there, oversees the volunteers at the hospital.
Volunteers have the gift of time, so they can give their devoted time without having any other agenda. So they don't come in with a stethoscope or a clipboard to take readings or measurements. And I think that helps to build a different relationship between the patient than the nursing staff have. They have a job to do and very specific things that they need to do to care for the patient. The, you know, the emotional aspect at end of life is just vital to make sure that somebody has a good death, a death surrounded by love and companionship and support, if that's what they want, is really important.
Norwich is one of the 8 hospitals the charity currently works with, and by the end of the year they hope to be at 11. And here in Norwich alone, there's 30 volunteers just like Carol.
We're not a have-to-have service, we're a nice-to-have, but it's so lovely to be able to offer that additional support to the patients and their families.
It's the end of the day and it's time to go home. The work the volunteers do here is really simple, but it's really impactful. Nobody wants their friends or family to die alone, and for those who can't see their family that often, or those with no one left behind, it really does provide a bit of dignity to those in their final days.
You know, we've all got a little bit of love that we can pass on to somebody else. And that's really why I did it, and I'm glad.
Thanks for listening. Now, if you're interested in similar human stories like this one, subscribe to our podcast, 5 Minutes On BBC Sounds.